my complexion is much lighter, and people would not think by looking at me that I'm African American or I'm black. So I think that sort of has played a role in my experience growing up or in life.
Right. And for better or for worse, because right. sometimes we assume things and then we assume something might be going on a negative track, and then it turns out to not be that at all. On the not good side, people say things in front of you that you just can't believe, and then might backtrack by saying something like, you know, if I had known you were black, I never would have said that.
And then I either have to choose, do I say something or do I not? And more times than not, I usually say something, and that usually changes the conversation a little bit. And again, as Liz said, then they'll say, oh, if I'd have known, I wouldn't have said that. And then I ask them, is it better, you know, that you know or not? I always say, I appreciate that now I know, because before there might have been an underlying current or thought, but now I know for sure.
And I don't remember when, after we met, at what point you alerted me to the fact that you were African American, which seems very funny now, but I know that you did that for that reason. It's like, just make sure that everybody's okay here.
Right. There have been, you know, relationships in the past with women who may not know or may assume that I'm a different race or ethnicity. And then when they do find out, it changes the situation. And I'm like, well, I didn't change. I'm still the same person. It's just now you find out that I'm African-American and I'm not fill in the blank. What has changed? Why can't two people who love each other be together? Race, ethnicity, gender, who cares? It's love. So, I mean, I think I know people who their personalities are totally different. I'm like, well, geez, how did you guys get together? You know, and I think skin color, you just see those differences on the outside. So, you know, they're more apparent. But I think there are people who are together that come from totally different backgrounds and they find some common thing and it brings them together. And then they find that they enjoy, you know, the differences, and it makes for a better relationship, more a little more exciting.
You sometimes just have to forge ahead and know that we don't live in an ideal world that way, and things are going to come up, and then you just have to sort of cross that bridge when you get to it and do what you think is right. Because if people don't do that, then nothing will ever change. And I'm thinking back to my grandparents, for example, who in the early 1900s came from two different religions, and they ended up getting married, and it was terribly shocking and upsetting to all of their family members. And you know, they did it anyway, and they figured it out and raised their family, and things kind of work out. And I don't think they do work out for everyone, but I just think you have to go forward.
Yep.